It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job.
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love? Maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but not a darn question.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
It's funny that Mushmouth had to answer the same question.
Huh.
8 o'clock here on The Ticket. It's Friday. It's time for the e-break. We'll give you three candidates. And, yeah, I think for one more week, we're going to let you vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline, from one Corby Davidson, who had a slip of the tongue and dropped the C-bomb.
Which C-bomb?
The worst one possible.
The Germanic-sounding one that women hate?
Yes.
That rhymes with a way to get to first base?
They had to.
To this day?
The dog is going to be so old now.
The dog.
What? What's that?
Trey was a little premature.
Yeah, it's okay, Cray Trey. I was just going to say they had to dump him because he dropped this C-bomb, and it caused a big stop down on the hard line.
We're going to have a new Benji. To this day...
The dog is going to be so old now.
The dog's dead. To this day, if you had to...
I should have hired that cat that lived 40 years.
I know, to be his best friend.
In need of Scooter the cat and fought crime.
If you have me list the biggest celebrities that I've
ever... Maybe they could get Toonces the driving cat.
Leave him alone. He always drives off the road and it explodes.
Well, that's how the movie ends.
Or he drives off a Toonces drive off cliffs.
Off a what?
Whoa. Well, I know a certain cat that's sleeping with mommy tonight.
Did I say that word?
Yeah.
Good stuff, Corby.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes, we both heard it.
It's two F's at the end of cliff.
I said...
Yes, you did.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Golly. Okay, wait a second.
What?
You sure he didn't say...
Yes. I'm sure of what he said. Based on my sources.
Well, it sounds like he said, like the... first syllable of literature, except with a C in front.
Uh-huh.
No,
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
You're saying that he said something that rhymes with something you do on fourth down.
Right. Right. That's a good way to say it, yeah.
Okay.
So there is Corby for that hardline stop down. And then there's me, who got tongue-tied during a live spot this week.
Hey, if you work on your car, you probably already know about O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's your ultimate one-stop shop, everything you need for your vehicle in one convenient place. And if you're going to do some look out now. If you're going to do some work on your vehicle, O'Reilly Auto Parts is the place to go.
I like that you had to tell us to look out.
Yeah, so it sounded like someone just put their finger on the record.
Uh-huh.
One more time.
Hey, if you work on
we almost got a regonk like word there.
A regonk.
It's like I'm doing some backward masking there. All right, one more the full time there, Cray Trey.
Hey, if you work on your car, you probably already know about O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's your ultimate one-stop shop, everything you need for your vehicle in one convenient place. And if you're going to do some... Look out now. If you're going to do some work on your vehicle, O'Reilly Auto Parts is the place...
That's funny. Going,
All right, there is me up for an emergency break of the week.
There is me.
There are me.
There am me.
And candidate number three comes to us from the 10 to noon show known as Norm and Donnie. They were having some technical difficulties yesterday from the Omni at the Humble Beginnings Luncheon. And they had Jeff Bannister on. At one point, they dropped out, and you had to have Panic Mike Soroy jump on the air with TC.
Oh, that's horrible.
And then you had this moment when they were coming back from a ticker, and Cray Tray was playing Bare Necessities from The Jungle Book. So you have that crazy song. Then you have Norm and Donnie not knowing that they're back, and the station thinking that they're off the air again, and you have this.
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
But where?
They'll come to you.
Look for. Hey, fellas, where are we at? Well, Norm and Donovan are on remote at the Omni, and I'm not hearing them.
Now I got another e-break for tomorrow. That's great.
I mean super.
Necessities, that's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now, when you pick a pawpaw... or a prickly pear.
Hello.
And you prick a
Hey, Norm.
Ball. Norman.
Well,
Donnie.
Next time, beware.
All right, you guys are back up. Here we go.
Prickly pear by the paw.
Oh, really?
And you pick a pear, try
hey,
to
we were here for
swear.
5 minutes.
But you don't need to use the claw when you pick
you
a
haven't
pear
heard what we were saying, have you?
I hear you right now. So we're just back, and oh, okay. we're talking about right. Baylor right. and the big news.
Yes, we are. All right, it is 10:57.
I love that.
That's always the big question.
You hadn't heard what we were talking about.
You didn't have what we were talking about, did you?
Yeah, there's always no telling what we're talking about before we go back on the air.
Because Norm cusses like a sailor during breaks.
Love that panic in Donnie's voice. All right, so those are your three candidates, Corby, me, or engineering on Norm and Donnie. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for the vaginal snake born.
Okay, I guess we'll register that vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. AM and FM.
Hi, good morning, George. This is your very good friend, John Truitt. You remember me?
Yeah, hey, John.
Hey, I'd like to vote for you and your butt.
Thank you, my butt. Thanks,
who
you.
Is John Truitt?
Just don't worry about it. I'll tell you later. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, Texas. I'm pretty embarrassed about what Corby said. He should have said vaginal slice born.
Yeah, I guess he could have said that. He could have. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, I am right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, neither of that one about the Corby Davidson. Go ahead and punt the ball. Love you.
Okay. Love you, too. Fake Natalie Maines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for 96.7 Disney Radio, please.
Oh, is it doing that again? Sorry. Oh, I see what you're saying. That's a Norm and Donnie vote. Okay, yeah. I thought our signal was crapping out again on the FM. Sorry about that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, good morning, guys. This is Chase Cooley. How are you guys doing?
Okay, Chase. Who you vote for?
Who's Chase?
Your bare necessity.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, yes. How much is a radio live spot? Because I will dump my entire savings account to not hear Norm's slot mouth describe Bob Bacon Chop House again.
Hey.
Oh,
don't
yes.
bag on Norm. Stop bringing that term to the air. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, hell, George, I don't know.
Who's this?
Just, y'all do it. Just one of y'all vote. God, I'm so beaten.
What'd he say?
I don't understand.
I don't understand that either. Is he trying to be Dale? I don't know.
I think
do
that
it
was
yourself.
Fahey.
Oh, he's trying to be Fahey? Oh, okay. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I would like to vote for Cobra and congratulate James Davis on his new chainsaw.
All right.
Okay.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I award no votes. May God have mercy on your souls.
Gosh.
That's from Billy Madison.
Yeah. Hello, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I would like to vote responsibly for Baylor football's decomposing market. I'll hang up the question.
Let's say that. We don't need Baylor jokes. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, George. Hey, man, I know it's not on, but I got to vote for the guy in your little joke there, the Benoit Balls that put the ball up his wife's room before she even hit the ground. That's pretty impressive. I mean, he's got my vote just for doing that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
On behalf of Brad Sham, this is Corby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, and I've just been informed by Corby. Jeez, I can't talk. By What's Corby himself, that you were right. It's not what you do, what rhymes with what you do on fourth down. It rhymes with another way of getting on base, of getting a hit.
Getting a base hit.
Yes, that's what Corby said.
We're
going
to have a new Benji. To this day,
stop it for a second.
Going to be so old.
Why is he so arrogant in announcing that we're going to have a new Benji?
He was really proud of it.
He was happy. He was saying we're going to have a new Benji.
Listen at the arrogance and cockiness of this.
We're going to have a new Benji.
What are you going to do about that?
We're going to have a new Benji. To this day,
the dog is going to be so old now.
The dog's dead. To this day, if you had to.
Well, they should have hired that cat that lived 40 years.
I know, to be his best friend.
Been native Scooter the cat had fought crime.
If you have me list the biggest celebrities that
maybe
I've ever...
Maybe they could get Toonces the driving cat.
Leave him alone. He always drives off the road and it explodes.
Well, that's how the movie ends.
Or he drives off a... Toonces drive off cliffs.
Off a what?
Whoa. Well, I know a certain cat that's sleeping with mommy tonight.
Did I say that word?
Yeah.
Good stuff, Corby.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes, we both heard it.
It's two F's at the end of cliff.
I said...
Yes, you did.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Boy, you almost had a Mike Hee-Haw moment there.
Well, there's
a
few observations
fought
here.
Crime.
They laid out on Mike. They treat him so poorly. They laid out on him twice. One, when he delivers his big joke in an emphatic fashion, and they kind of pause and then just move on. Like the crazy special ed cousin had just come in town, and they're having to play with him because their mom said so. And then the other one, when Mike does the loud laugh or whatever, loud yell. Listen to it again, and listen to the two times that they treat Mike poorly.
Oh, geez,
we're going to have a new Benji. To this day...
The dog is going to be so old now.
The dog's dead. To this day, if you had to...
Well, they should have hired that cat that lived 40 years.
I know, to be his best friend.
Native Scooter the cat had fought crime.
If you have me list the biggest celebrities that
I've
ever...
Maybe they could get Toonces the driving cat.
Leave him alone. He always drives off the road and it explodes.
Comes another one.
Well, that's how the movie ends.
Or he drives off a... Toonces drive off cliffs.
Off a what? Whoa.
Well, I know a certain cat that's sleeping with mommy tonight.
Did I say that word?
Yeah.
Good stuff, Corby.
Yeah.
We're just going to leave him hanging there.
Yeah, he was enjoying all the excitement and the fun. And then they're like, God.
Well, I could see drop potential with that
Mike, all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, Corby. Way to go. 813
on the ticket. Yeah, when we announce a horrible death, we can play the drop of Mike going, yeah.